The show now arriving on this service is the special excursion to Parsley Siding.
Welcome to Parsley Sidings with Kenneth Connor, Liz Fraser,
Ian Lavender, John Baddeley, William Edel, and as the station master, Arthur Lowe. Life at Parsley Sidings is full of surprises. A sudden rush of passengers, sometimes as many as three. Once a train even arrived on time. But today, there's a special surprise in store for Station Master Hepplewhite.
What have we in this morning's post?
There's a personal memo for you from Euston.
Hand me my British Rail letter opener. It's good to know one's name is known in high places. Dear sir or madam... Oh. Wonderful news, Miss Simpkins.
Oh?
Listen. This is to advise you that on Friday the 18th, Prince Abdul of Kazi will be travelling from Euston to Manchester. And on his way, will pass through your station.
He's the oil king, isn't he?
One of the richest men in the world.
Oh.
Not only has he oil fields and a string of racehorses, he even owns the Kazi National Railway.
Oh, and he'll be stopping here?
Not exactly stopping. Passing through.
Oh.
Nevertheless, past the sidings must look immaculate.
The 18th is this Friday.
Exactly. I think we'll paint the platforms in the Kazi national colours. I wonder what they are.
I remember from my Go Guide flags of the world. They're luminous orange and purple.
Perhaps we'll stick to British Rail grey. Bertram can make a banner. Parsley Sidings says hello. We'll hang it from the gantry.
He could write it in Kazanese.
No, I think not. He has enough trouble with English.
Oh. Father! Oh, Mr. Hepplewhite.
Bertram, how many times have I told you to knock before entering?
Yes.
I might have been in private conference.
I always look through the keyhole first.
What do you want?
Can I have a new left boot? I fractured the old one kicking the chocolate machine.
You vandal.
I couldn't get the chocolate out.
Did your money get stuck?
Ah, I knew I'd forgotten something.
Select a shoe of the correct size from the lost property office.
Yes.
We'll talk about your vandalism later.
Thank you, Mr. Hepplewhite.
Parsley Sidings, Mr. Hepplewhite's office. One moment, please. It's St. Pancras.
My word. Horace Hepplewhite, station master speaking, sir. What, sir? You want me to come to St. Pancras, sir? Oh, yes, indeed, sir. Precisely, sir. Thank you, sir. Goodbye, sir.
He wants you to go and see him?
Yes, yes, he requires my advice on the new station master's hat.
Oh.
It is still at the drawing board stage at the moment, and they need an expert opinion. I must leave at once. What's the time?
10:15.
Ah, the 9:45 should be here at any minute.
Mr. Hepplewhite.
No time to talk now, Valentine. St. Pancras needs my help. Look after the station in my absence.
Well, what was all that about?
St. Pancras himself just phoned Mr. Hepplewhite.
Never.
He did.
God, but it was Edna down the telephone exchange pulling his leg.
He wants Mr. Hepplewhite's advice on the new station master's hat.
Ah, no, I know it's a take on. It said in last week's Railway and Rolling Stock Gazette they'd given up the idea.
Then why's Mr. Hepplewhite being called up to London?
Search me. It all sounds highly suspicious.
Oh. Come in.
Horace Hepplewhite, sir. Pastor Sidings. We spoke on the telephone.
Yes, so we did. Come in, will you?
Thank you, sir. You wanted my opinion on the new hat, sir. I've thought carefully, and I feel that the most important aspect is the badge. I feel that...
Yes, thank you, Hepplewhite, but that is not why I called you here.
Oh?
The station master's hat was just a cover.
Oh, I see.
Quite. I brought you here, Hepplewhite, to meet Mr. Updike of MI5.
I don't see anybody, sir.
No, he's in the broom cupboard. You can come out, Mr. Updike.
There you go. You may leave us.
I shall be at my club if you want me.
Very well. Hepplewhite, this concerns Prince Abdul of Kazi.
Oh?
He's traveling through your station.
I know.
You know? How do you know?
I was told by Houston.
Houston, eh? Is he reliable?
Houston? But Houston is Houston.
We'll have him checked. We hear from a usually unreliable source that the train carrying Prince Abdul might well be...
You don't mean...
I do. And at Parsley Sidings.
So?
Shh! Believe me, these people will stop at nothing. We know them too well for that.
Who are they?
We don't know. All we know is they must be stopped. Now, if you see them, then it's up to you.
What do they look like?
Like you or me. In fact, you or I could be one of them. You could be one of them. All right, Hepplewhite, the game's up.
No, I'm not one of them.
Just testing you. We can't be too careful.
What exactly are they going to do to Prince Abdul?
Let's just call it an official secret.
Oh.
We look to you, Hepplewhite. If you see anyone suspicious, telephone me.
What's your number?
That's something I can't reveal.
Of course.
One more thing. No one must know about this. Not even you. On no account are you to tell your staff. Even they are suspect.
Hello, Bert.
Oh, hello, Gloria.
What are you doing?
I just made spanner to welcome the prince's train.
Oh.
There.
Parsley Siding says hell.
I didn't have room for the O.
You great twit. Still, I doubt if your dad'll spot it. Have you noticed? He's gone a bit strange.
Strange?
Yeah. Prowling about like Tom and Jerry peering around corners. I reckon he's off his loaf.
He just wants the place to look good for the prince's train. It's only 2 days away.
Oh, I reckon there's more to it than that. Ever since he come back from London, he's been acting shifty. And we never found out why he went there.
If there was anything unusual about him, Bert would have noticed. And you haven't, have you, Bert?
No.
There you are.
Except he didn't eat an egg for breakfast this morning.
Oh, please.
I think he's worried over the laundry bill. He said he doesn't know where the money's coming from.
Oh, dear.
They charge him extra for his woolly combinations, you see.
Eh?
And those books set him back £2.
What books?
The books he's reading at the moment.
Well, what are they?
Oh, one's The Great Train Robbery, and the other's Teach Yourself Hijacking.
What? I thought you said there was nothing unusual about him.
Well, it's not really unusual. He often doesn't have an egg for breakfast.
Oh, no. Look, don't you see? He's planning to rob Prince Abdul's train.
Nonsense. No. Mr. Hepplewhite wouldn't do a thing like that.
Don't you believe it. Just because he cuts his hair short back and size don't mean he can't go bent.
Oh.
Oh, look at Crippen. Hey, and according to the papers, the prince carries jewels worth $500,000.
Hey, come to think of it, Dad's been spending a lot of time on the roof of the waiting room with a pair of binoculars.
Train spotting.
It's just like that film at the Bijou last week. You know, where Robert Mitchum was his station master, see? Mm-hmm. Out in the Wild West. Well, he robbed a train to pay for his gambling debts.
Mr. Hepplewhite doesn't gamble.
He bought a ticket for the Parsley raffle.
It all fits. Yes. You see, he's going to have a go at the train.
Mr. Hepplewhite would never dream of such a thing.
Attention, staff.
Look out.
Valentine.
Sir?
If you were going to ambush a train, where would you do it from?
Hey,
what? Ambush a train, sir.
It's just for an article I might write on security. Where would you hide?
How about the shrubs beside the amenities?
Good idea, Valentine. Oh, well, must get on. If you want me, I'll be,
Beside the amenities?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, good idea. I think I'll trot along there now and see how the shrubs are coming on.
Here you are. Proof.
I still don't believe it.
There's one way to make sure, Bert. You'll have to coax the truth out of your dad, like Robert Mitchum's son did in the film.
How can I do that?
Well, the boy in the film said, Dad, I hear talk they're going to rob the train.
What happened then?
Robert Mitchum shot him.
Well, suppose Dad shoots me?
Then we all know that we've got him.
Oh, Percy, don't talk nonsense. But, Bert, you ought to speak to your father. If he's worried about money, you can cheer him up.
All right, Gloria.
And while you're at it, ask him what he's up to on the roof of the waiting room.
We don't normally talk much.
Well, start up a conversation about anything, the weather even.
Right.
Then get it round to this other business.
Ah, 10 o'clock. A good cup of cocoa, this, my boy.
Thank you, Father. Father?
Yes?
Wonderful weather we're having, isn't it?
Yes.
Mind, the sky's a bit black at the moment.
That's because it's night time.
Yes. Father?
Yes, Burton?
Father, there are some things I'd like to ask you.
Oh?
About things.
Oh. You mean... I wondered when you'd ask. It is something that, as a parent, I knew I had to face. Ask, Burton. I shall do my best to answer your questions, frankly, without embarrassment.
Thank you, Father. Well, I wondered, what's the reason for it?
Ah. Well, you see, it's necessary. Necessary for the species. That's the reason.
Oh. Not for the money, then?
For the money? Bertrand, you haven't been in bad company, have you?
No. No, I just thought, what with the extra charge for combinations?
Combinations? Bertrand, what's been going on?
Well, it was Percy and Gloria, you see.
Valentine and Simpkins? You mean that they... Parsley Sidings?
Yes.
Good grief. And have you and Miss Simpkins?
Pardon?
You know what I mean. Have you and Miss Simpkins? Have you... By Jove, this cocoa's hot, isn't it?
Yes.
Bertrand, I was asking you. Have you and Miss Simpkins? Have you?
We've talked about it.
I see.
We were thinking of the roof of the waiting room.
What?
Then I remembered your binoculars.
Bertrand, good Lord. Things have changed since I was a lad. Television must bear much of the blame.
You're not cross, are you, Father?
Cross? No, I'm not cross. Only rather hurt. I don't wish to continue this conversation any further.
No.
I shall retire to my bedroom with the railway timetable. But remember, if you do have problems, you can always discuss them frankly and freely with me.
And then he got cross and refused to discuss it.
So it's true.
Poor Mr. Heppelwhite. What are we going to do?
The best thing is to have him put away. I'll phone for the black ambulance.
You can't do that. Think of the humiliation. And anyway, you've got no evidence.
I wonder what he's planning.
Well, he'll stop the train and get on it, won't he? Has he got any arms, Bert?
Oh, yes. One up each sleeve.
Do you mind? I mean weapons.
You don't think that Mr. Heppelwhite would use weapons?
Well, how else can he do it? Say, I ain't over the jewels or I'll bash you with this British railway sandwich. Mind you, that could be pretty nasty.
Oh, we've got to stop him, save him from himself.
You're joking, he's a loony.
He's not a criminal, he's just a product of society, driven to it by the laundry bills.
Perhaps he shouldn't wear combinations. They have to take the buttons off, you see, and when you take the buttons
off... We can stop him. Listen, Bert and I can do it.
Me?
He's your father. Look, we'll stop the train before it gets to Parsley Sidings.
Tell them we're special guides for this part of the journey. Then if Mr. Hepplewhite tries anything, we'll be there to stop him. And no one will ever know.
They will if he shoots Bert.
He won't shoot Bert.
Could we have a word with him beforehand to make sure he doesn't?
He mustn't know. Now, we'd better get along to the signal box and tell old Bradshaw to stop the prince's train tomorrow before it gets to the station.
Right.
Mr. Bradshaw, we've got a favour to ask you.
Oh! Oi, Miss Gloria! Master Bertrand! Welcome to my signal box.
It's about Prince Abdul of Kazi. We want you to stop his train.
And stop a train? You need a plumber for that, you know. I used to do it, but I can't get round the bend anymore. It's me back, you know.
No, no, the train.
We think Dad might try and rob it.
Oh, I wish he would. A good rub's just what any back needs, eh? Great big dollop of wintergreen on it, right there.
Not rub it, rob it.
Ah, oh, yeah. Robert who?
The Prince's train.
Oh, I remember him, yes. Shunting superintendent at Arrow, he was. Short, fat fella with glasses.
Prince Abdul of Kazi.
Hurts him, could never get him out of it.
Mr. Bradshaw, the train. You've got to stop it.
That's what all the girls say. Yeah, but I take no notice, you know. You know, it's like this train, you see, with Prince Abdul. I thought to myself, I thought, just for a joke, I'll stop it.
You mean you were going to stop it anyway?
Oh, the world needs more of my kind of youthful humour. You know, it's like the Kaiser's earwig said as he fell off the table.
What did the Kaiser's earwig say as he fell off the table?
He said, here we go.
So it's all right, Percy. Bradshaw was going to stop the prince's train anyway. Bert and I will be able to get on board by the signal box.
And I stay here on the platform?
Yes, and don't worry.
Oh, why should I worry?
Well, you know, Mr. Hepplewhite being the way he is, unbalanced, he might get violent.
Violent? I think I'll go off sick.
You can't. Anyway, I doubt if that bulge in his pocket is a gun.
What bulge?
I thought I noticed a bulge. Did you notice a bulge, Bert?
That's his stomach.
Not that bulge.
Oh, you mean the bulge that looks like a gun?
Yes.
No, I hadn't noticed it.
Wait, can we all get on the train? I don't want to be left here. Not with that nutter.
No, your duty's here. We don't want to make him suspicious.
The prince's train should be here any minute. Valentine.
Yes, sir?
Where are Miss Simpkins and Burton?
Oh, they've gone. Gone to the... you know.
Have they indeed? Valentine.
Yeah?
There's nothing going on, is there?
Going on? What could be going on, Mr. Applewhite? Hey? If you'll excuse me, I was just about to go
You're staying here.
Oh, yes. What? Oh, please! Look!
Valentine. I suspect that you know something.
About what, Mr. Applewhite?
About...
Good to see you've still got your sense of humour, Mr. Applewhite.
Listen.
What?
Can't you hear it?
No. What?
The silence. Prince's train is late.
Yeah, perhaps he's not coming. Shall we pack up and go home? Cheerio, Mr. Applewhite. See you tomorrow.
Valentine, come back. There's the train now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, whoopee.
Stand for attention, Valentine. They'll be able to see us by now. Hello? The train stopped.
Oh, just letting off steam, I expect.
It's a diesel train.
Letting off diesel?
Did you see that? Two people just got on it.
Are you sure? Could be spots before the eyes. There's a lot of it about. My mother had an attack last night and put me to bed because she thought I had measles.
It's moving again.
Hey?
The villains! The scoundrels! Updike was right. Stop! What? Police! Stop. Help! Thieves! Robbers!
Something the matter, Mr. Applewhite?
There certainly is. I must act at once. Is there a taxi outside?
Yeah.
Then look after the station. I've got to stop that train before those villains get their way. I say, taxi! Taxi!
Yes?
Follow that train. An extra 25 pence if you catch it by Warple Level Crossing.
You jump in.
There's some lovely scenery around Parsley, Prince Abdul.
It is most kind of British Rail to provide me with such a helpful pair of guides.
Oh, charmed, I'm sure.
Yes, especially when one of them has such rare and intoxicating beauty.
Oh. Thank you very much.
Yes, I am a great fan of your railways, you know, and I have been ever since I was at Eton.
Oh, no! Look!
Hey, the station taxi's trying to race us.
And Mr. Applewhite's in it.
Well, what's the matter?
Oh, nothing. I'd better go and warn the driver. Driver?
What's going on?
Oh, something terrible. Yeah. Someone's out to rob this train.
Get away.
It's true. He's been chasing us in that taxi. Look, he's stopped up at the crossing.
Well, pull the other one. It's got bells on it. Rob the train, indeed.
Oh, come on.
What's he supposed to do then? Shut the level crossing gate so we've got to stop?
Stop.
Oh. Here.
What?
The bloke's shutting the level crossing gate so we've got to stop. This ain't a TV stunt, is it?
He wants to rob the train. He's after Prince Abdul's jewels.
Mm. I wonder where the union stands on this.
What?
Well, I'm not going to stand any nonsense, you know. No, I'm taking this train straight back to Euston to see my works convener. Well, no, we'll hear what the executive has to say. This could be a breach of the standing agreement, you know.
Train stopped. Don't worry, Prince Abdul. Help is at hand.
£1.10.
Just a minute. It started up again. Going backwards.
No, he's still clocking up. £1.15.
The train! It's going away. Stop! Vandals! They've overpowered the driver. What can I do?
How about paying your fare?
Oh, fiddlesticks, here you are.
And you better get those gates open again. There's a train coming the other way.
Good Lord. So there is. That'll be the 3 o'clock to Euston.
You're going to stop that one as well?
I certainly am. I shan't need your services anymore. I shall commandeer this train in the Queen's name.
Commandeer the train? What are you going to do with it?
Do? I'm going to chase after Prince Abdul's train, of course. It's been hijacked.
Here is the news, read by Keith Skews. There was confusion on the railways today when the northbound express carrying Prince Abdul of Kazi was seen heading south towards Euston, closely followed by the stopping at all stations Liverpool to London train, which has not so far stopped. All northbound trains have therefore been instructed to go east, and British Rail schedules have gone west. The Liverpool to London non-stop will be stopping at all stations, and the Birmingham to London express has been diverted via Glasgow. Police are standing by at Euston, where Prince Abdul's train is believed to be arriving now.
We've made it! Euston! Oh, well done, driver.
Yes.
Got you!
What?
Stand by, Sergeant. These are the hijackers.
Hijackers!
That'll do, that'll do. All right, Prince Abdul, we've got them. Our secret agent at Parsley Sidings phoned to say two hijackers boarded your train.
A secret agent at Parsley Sidings?
Yes, here it comes now.
So, you caught the villains. Well done. Good heavens.
Oh, Mr. Heppelwhite.
You know these people, Heppelwhite.
They're two of my station staff.
Congratulations, Mr. Heppelwhite. They saved my train from the evil man in the taxi.
Yeah, and it's the villain in the taxi we've got to catch.
By Jove, yes, if we hurry, we'll catch him. Villain in the taxi?
Oh, come now, gentlemen. No sense in trying to steal the horse after someone's locked the stable door. Let us let the matter rest. It has given me my most exciting day for many years.
Me too. I think I'm going to be ill.
So, all the time then, you was an agent for MI5, Mr. Applewhite.
We agents are often misunderstood.
Hey, that postcard you got this morning... Did you say it was from Prince Ab?
It is indeed, and I propose to read it to you all. Dear all, just a card to let you know that I have arrived home safely and have arranged with my government for all past deciding staff to be made honorary citizens of Khazi. I also have pleasure in conferring on past decidings my country's highest honor, the Ganges Railway Star.
Oh, lovely.
We'll be famous, Mr. Heppelwhite.
We will, Miss Simpkins. But no station deserves it more than Parsley Sidings.
Assisting the passage of British Rail from Parsley Sidings were Arthur Lowe as Horace Heppelwhite, Kenneth Connor as Valentine, Bradshaw, Updike, and the train driver, Liz Fraser as Gloria, Ian Lavender as Bert, John Baddeley as Prince Abdul and St. Pancras, and William Eadle as the taxi driver. The program was written by Jim Eldridge and produced by Edward Taylor.